You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the sounds of the shofar, a blast on a ram's horn which signals the start of the Jewish New Year's celebration, Rosh Hashanah. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
When God created man, God created him as a lifeless being, and only afterwards injected a blast of wind which reached his inner core, which gave him the soul of life.
Rabbi Eli Gewirtz is the National Director of Partners in Torah.
During the course of the year, we tend to get caught up in our daily routine and tend to get away from that soul and that purity, and we cloud ourselves with an outer veneer and tend to get separated from our spiritual selves. Once a year, on the anniversary of the creation of Adam, God gives us an opportunity to get back to ourselves, who we really are. The howling sound of the shofar causes us to tremble, to shake us up a little bit and bring us back to the state of the unblemished soul. Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment, and by sounding the shofar, we are asking for that judgment. And what's that all about? Life is the ability to grow. We don't want to look back after an entire year from this Rosh Hashanah to last Rosh Hashanah and say that we're still the same person. So we're saying, next year, by this time, I'd like to be able to look back and say, I'm a better person.
Rosh Hashanah begins this week, and it marks the start of a 10-day period known as the High Holy Days. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.